Others were peeking and Sting was just peeing down the mountain.
What was it?
Sometimes you come to depend on the
Well, one cosmic thing my father said was,
next thing you know,
I believe whatever I want to, whatever I need to believe. That was it. Oh, okay. I believe whatever I need to believe.
That's old Pappy Sting.
That sums up all human nature in one sentence.
He was a great guy.
Survive. Believe whatever I need to believe.
The utilitarian
set fire to the fields.
Yeah.
To just so we could.
Just enough Jesus to keep a smile on my face, and just enough Satan to keep an erection.
Pappy teaches a Bible class.
That's
in Stangsville, Texas, and he specializes in teaching them
just.
Contradictory parts of the Bible, or the nightmarishly fiendish and sadistic
crazy
parts, you know, like the smite and smote.
I survived the terrifying school children, bag of hits and out in Mongolia.
Pate of the
it is the way the show goes.
And so, and she
my flesh
came
was torn
and tore
by a torrent
the children
of
and rendered the
turtle.
Rent them.
Well, it's only fair.
So the cassette player doesn't work and the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
It's okay to make fun of some bald-headed people.
Yeah.
But not prophets.
Not a guy with a bear.
The bear.
Don't make fun of
the bear in Berkeley.
Nobody wants to meet the bear.
The first church of the last lap, world's fastest growing snag religion, which is the Dartmouth Light Religion, one holy day year. Today is
Bishop Joey. Now, there is a joke that's really
scapegoat. So, next time
I didn't mean to be that critical, but it's just in my bones.
It's a joker.
The 20th century's darkest hour.
Just go to saintstupid.com. That's
S-A-I-N-T-U-P-I.
Well, I'm not talking about running a red light. I'm talking about one of the most ancient sins of mankind.
That's right.
I don't believe it. It's hard for me to believe in
religious unanism
these days.
What we need to do is,
in fact,
look
just
through
believe
the lens
me out of it. The first church of the last
back
has
time in thy flight to the earliest hours of our consciousness.
The Lurch Church of the first what?
John Birch, Lurching Church of the Last Lark. The Larf in the Dark. Yes, that terrible darkness, the dark night of the soul. What's happening? My earphones, it's flipping and flopping. I thought you were doing it, but now I think the thing is it's permanently stuck on flip-flop, you know?
Flipperty-flipperty-bopperty-bee.
I don't flippity-flap
most of the
time.
And then it's there, and then it's over there, and then it's back
over there. Is that it over there?
What? No.
Wow. Yeah, there is something going on.
It's flipping and flopping in my ears.
It's only one of the things in the mix.
And there's no cassette player.
How can it happen?
And the Wi-Fi is really, 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 really
slow.
Really slow.
Di-fi? You mean Diane Feinstein?
Because I want to show you guys being the great men and stars that you are in the newest YouTube video.
Di-fi. For the centuries, Attila the Hun has been the very archetype of a ruthless conqueror, the savage chieftain of a barbarian horde of Huns who threatened the civilized world that was the Roman Empire.
La Playa and La Plopla.
But what of that? So it has to be this little size, and I'll have to move closer to the screen. And there it is.
You know how to do that.
And is this the soundtrack? It surely isn't this disco type music. No, press esc.
Moly,
to exit
may.
Full screen
and
mode.
Then across
well,
the
I'm
desert.
Well, I'm seeing quite a.
The ship.
Why, look, if it isn't Commander Wellman pacing the deck, and there you are, and. You
and there he is.
Here,
and there
it's very
is the
low.
Slow Wi-Fi connection.
I wonder if any of. The, oh!
I'm just hearing, like, this destroyed
me. Schminder.
The Schminder.
Schminder, there. See, that's what they call that portion of the ship, is the
Schminder.
They call
it the poop deck.
Well, that's the old name.
Now, you can keep us entertained.
Well, we're looking at a galleon here.
Yeah,
the old name
the sound
is appropriate.
The poop deck.
Oh, it's, I see,
that's
it's not
where
moving.
You took your
it's
poop
not,
out.
It's not happening. That's why there's no
as
sound.
As only a
the
mother.
High stern of
thing.
The proud
yes,
Spanish
what is that? What is it that this mother knows?
The scourge of God.
Let's let that load because the inner of Nats is really slow.
In control of the Alameda Naval Air Base.
Mm-hmm.
Jump.
Ah.
You're on calling it a dump?
He dumped on the poop deck.
What a dump.
And now he's in total immersion.
Stunning retelling of one of American history's greatest horror stories.
Bishop Joey, during the homework hour.
I bet you can't say that three times real fast.
Well, but why say it at all, let alone three times? I think the point has been made, and we can move on to the next phase of evolutionary
development. You're right. You are so right.
So let us close down the bilious blog of the malcontents and only advance toward the broad sunlit
uplands. Man, that cracks me up.
Well, doctors,
and so then what happened?
Well, we had to put her away.
With the light of freedom.
Oh, man. She went far, far away.
A national
the land of slack for a while.
A national tie.
She was taking me there along with her on that hellbound train to Slack, Slack Town.
Last train to Slackville.
Everybody will be burned by the cinders of the train to Slackville.
Yeehaw! We'll be riding on the back end, hanging off, going yeehaw!
Riding the rails.
Thinking no more
and
jobs.
Rails.
Slackville. We'll go through Slackville.
Right out of town
we'll on
our
way to Slack Town.
In the old railroad.
Where we'll end up in Slack City.
Railroads bought the land up. You can't put a taco stand up without trespassing on railroad property.
Railroad property. Frappity poppity hoppity pee.
Ah, yes. He said.
Calico ran
into his magic
the
bag.
The little mice ran to be ready in time for tea.
Running against campaign.
Flippity flop. They drank it all up and danced in the cup. But they never came back to me. They never came back. They never came back. They never came back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real.
And now you're so sad. So it's so sad. Yo,
just for a minute. We always shaking up the bring back the laughing lady. We need to laugh again.
Look, it's old Laughing Jaw, Laughing Sal. America's most solemn resting place, Arlington National Cemetery, is the new home of Laughing Sal. Shows the futility of combat.
It's on the low, low.
Journals.
There she is, laughing away.
Laughing all hours, day and night for all.
And
a fresh look at America's greatest president.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then other news beyond the echo, beyond the sound.
Beyond
what goes into a puzzling evidence show? What is the preparation stage? How long does it take? Is it true that it takes an entire week to make 1 hour of the show?
Just to download one tape?
Could be, could be.
That you are the beneficiaries of days of work compressed.
And that's the way it is. You have to work hard to do this stuff.
Perfect
it don't
hours.
Even pay off.
Or at least
the new
one perfect hour
new
and
world.
One pretty good hour.
Yeah, just for one decent hour.
Well,
out of 2 hours of almost a show.
Or the show that wanted to be born, but was never more than an idea.
It's only YouTube.
Is this where you take your free time?
Really? Everybody's free time is right now?
I'm asking. Or is this just some subliminal dance of death?
If I was talking about your free time, that's about as serious as it gets.
Some people call it free time. Some people call it time.
What about the slack time, the time and a half time, the overtime?
Time between time.
In time.
In out of time.
And extended to you, the lucky slack consumer.
On the backside of time.
The consumer of natural slack must always beware
around
and avoid
to the left of time.
The false slack promoted by the
underneath
conspiracy
time
or conspiracy slack. These,
I'll have time and a half with my overtime.
To be avoided and an elastic belt abominated.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to spread any kind of a panic or alarm anybody out there, but it looks like things are getting pretty grim, and it may be time to head for the hills. with our survival component.
I'm taking my old violin.
To get yours,
yeah, go.
And I'm headed for the hills.
Just contact my
just to be picking and grinning with
Corey
and Bob
there they go.
And the
success,
Blood Farmers. Overman and Dr. Hal.
And real estate.
Headed toward X-Day.
First star to the right and straight on till morning. As opposed to the second star to the right, which gets you to Neverland.
This is my favorite part. This is where the tree people help him.
Where the trees have voices.
Hal, so he won't have to walk forever.
Clouds have names.
Slowly walk across.
And the fishes and the birds play peculiar games. In a very small house.
Way over there.
Full of very big rooms.
There's X-Day.
Full of marmalade and rutabagas, cantaloupes and brooms. A long time ago, in a million miles away, a very dark night, or in the middle of the day.
What happened?
Well, you got your special necktie, which was awarded to you at this ceremony when you were now a young man. The tie that was just right for you. Made by a special bow tie manufacturer, Bow Ties Limited of Vermont. There you can bask in the Bed of Roses polka, white polka dots on rosy red silk twill, or the Blenheim Churchill's signature tie, white polka dots on navy silk twill. The bow tie is yours for only $40. Yes, with this you could go out and conquer the world and force the Dardanelles. So, let's just say that I've seen the dark universe yawning, where the black planets roll without aim, where they roll in their horror unheeded, without number or luster or nerve. But that was nothing to the things that came out of the sea caves of Krikir. But I'm not going to dilate upon that right now.
Because another one is John Law and Dr. Hal at the Golden Gate Bridge, where you read Apocalypse, the bridge.
Heart Crane. Yes.
So it's just that, and then the bus tunnel drive ride thing.
It blew up. Did you have it where it smacked into the side of the tunnel when Chicken Force
No, because at that point we were laughing and partying very heartily about the bridges that we were all about to see.
His mother was scared by a pawnbroker's sign. Well, you're in there.
It's not me.
No, he was
it's
not.
General
was
me.
Gone.
It's not about me anymore.
Savages and scoundrels.
How sad that is to realize that one day. You say, and you find out, I guess something's happening to the mix.
The mix. Well, I've been saying it's echoing and tintinabulating in the earphones, one ear after the other. And this simply isn't what it was doing last time.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I suspect some sort of technical pathology, as it were. They're deconstructing radio while we attempt to broadcast, getting between us and our message. To the detriment of you, the listener.
It's the crime of they again.
They really did it this
they
time.
They did it.
They really tore it. Now they busted it. They really fixed it, didn't
if somebody,
they?
If somebody had told me a while back to predict who the culprit would be, I would have just said them. And then as later on it turns out, when we find out it was they. It's so strange. They did it again.
They'll do it every time.
And then they'll blame it on them.
Remember Jimmy Hatlow and his comic strip, They'll Do It Every Time?
That's right. And then you confront them about it, and then they point their fingers and say, they did it.
Well, that may be you're thinking of the family circus with not me.
Eternal confrontation between them and they. It used to not be about me. And then it turned out to be about them.
Oh, in the 70s, it was the me generation.
Right, it was the not me. Now
we've gotten beyond all that.
We've gotten beyond that, and we can lay
and
the blame
the
where
the
it
day,
belongs.
We
and
can lay the blame
their
where it
fault.
Belongs. And it's their
the old guys.
Fault. The old guys.
So what's the deal, you know?
The old guy's dick.
Well, it's about surface tension.
Everyone's gone surfacing tension.
Yes, if you go surfing while tense.
Relax, intense. Don't be so tense.
You can be intense.
Get some of the,
you can be as intense.
Do a few jazz steps, get the muscles loosened.
As intense as you need to
get
be.
Get loose. And have a fifth of bathtub gin.
Get into a liar's contest with your friends.
Well, isn't there enough fun and adventure in the world without dragging a flapper into it?
Bring the flapper down here.
Sorry, she's with me.
Have a little bit of this special drink.
Horace Horse Collar, don't mind if I do. Well, that Calvin Coolidge
something
is really
bumping
keeping the economy
bumping in the night.
Yes, the ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties
and
things
some,
that go bump
some
in the night.
That's going hum, hum, bum, bum.
Oh, pardon me. I couldn't help noticing you must be
you're excused.
The radio personality.
Mm, yes.
And a national language is
must
a national
be a
pie.
Radio personality.
What country was
now, what
it?
What kind of
more
is that a veiled
American.
Insult?
Proudly
is that a,
patriotic and utterly in love with
a
language.
Sycophantic
a cantankerous philo drummer chronicled and codified the native tongue of a new breed of human.
Ongoing
the overman
dilemma.
Many of the words that he was the first to include
and there
with us
we
to
have
this day,
evidence
is
again.
His belief that language is of by and for the sheep-like
so
people,
that how it
or
how it
sheep,
starts.
As he called them.
See, I think everything should be.
Ready to hit enter.
You hit, oh, there's
a puzzling one. Evidence visits a low-class bordello. What?
In
yeah.
the middle of the desert.
Oops.
Him show wrong YouTube.
Remember that time we were in Nevada and we were out, Puzzling Evidence and I were out on this dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
West Texas.
And we're driving along and we can see in the distance there's a trailer house out there.
Yeah. Happy trailers to you.
It was one of those old-style trailers that had like four doors in the side
all
of
right,
it. It was somebody's portable bordello
we're
out
about
the middle
to see
of nowhere.
The La Contessa story.
With their little sign out there, like a hand-painted sign. It was very crude.
You'll just have to do it.
He and I were somewhat... Oh, here we go. Now this, you're missing this part.
Yeah, but the soundtrack cut out. Anyway, there it is.
Oh, there it goes.
I wish I could trust high quality, then it would sound better.
High quality? Oh, well, yes, it sure takes me back to the Black Rock Desert of 2003 when we set sail in La Contessa, the fantastic land galleon. And did you get that stuff I sent you, those
pictures?
That was
pictures? It. That was part of it. Anyway.
Yeah,
real
I was wondering.
Flash.
It went fast, fairly fast. Oh. You saw where I put the sails in and oops.
That's interesting.
Well, the carrier wave, the great wave of history driving us forward. I'll just have another one of these bathtub gin frizzulas and see if we can go ask Daisy if she'll open the ballroom for us. Then it could uncover the pool, too. We could have a regular wing name. Tinnitus,
that's true.
Old man. Ringing in your ears.
Well, this would have been a ringing on top of the normal ringing that always goes on, which I'm used to now.
A ringing, ting-a-linging on the telephone.
When I first noticed, there, that's what I was talking about. What is that?
There it is again. That's twice it's
that.
Made me miss my train.
It's like a ghost in the mix.
A ghost in the machine.
Maybe it's part of that song.
You mean there's spooky spooks in the wiring and... Some sort of simulacrum of an intelligence, but a mechanical,
no, that's just
electronic
me.
Intelligence.
Just a simulacrum of an intelligence.
Dog.
Not actually the real thing.
Don't beat yourself up now. I mean, that's what they didn't do in the Roman Empire in the days of Flavius Memnius. The praetor... yes, it's true.
Oh, really?
Back in the old Roman days when you could measure your salary in salarium, I guess then that was the time to buckle on your heavy bronze greaves and stump on down to the Jopiterium. And what did it happen to you? ancient superpower that was the Roman Empire.
So this is interesting. I'm going to see if it works with the show. I plug it in here in the special show interface aperture. It's a generic universal interface aperture.
A lot of
you
books
can stick anything
have actually
into
come
it.
Out recently. Which
anything that will fit in that space there, it's about 6 inches by 4 inches.
Interpret the gradual
by 3 inches.
Rome's
anything that will
empire.
Fit in there can be interfaced
as a story of transformation rather than
into the show.
Traditionally considered a story
no
of
external controls manipulated by
Gibbon's immortal language.
A perfect mix. The show knows how to absorb this interface through this interface with perfect precision, improving show jocularity by
actually, I think that's refreshing.
A factor
I don't
of 0.3.
Such an interpretation being put on it. Certainly one that you can get behind.
You're talking about show jocularity.
Well, I'm talking about ejaculating joy. Expostulating.
I can get behind
show.
That.
That's this show.
Yes, the Roman Empire self-destructed in an orgy of frequent civil war and the abandonment of the growing governing principles of the aristocratic republic. Especially the primary role of the Roman Senate, a body of experienced citizens advising the state's rulers instead of a cabal of conniving rascals and rogues. So the Roman Empire undermined itself through unending internal struggles over political power and self-aggrandizement by the elite. Of course, the creation of the Dominate as a new system of rule under Emperor Diocletian in the late 3rd century only made the situation even worse. Because
the political influence of the existence of the Senate.
Well, of course, some would say that happened far earlier. In the classic reigns of the Julio-Claudian emperors, mad as a hoot owl, Emperor Caligula and equally strange-minded...
thing.
It's listening. Let's see if it can perceive it.
Okay. Can you perceive us,
Can you perceive us, thing?
Can you perceive us, thing?
Are you a thing, or are you just nothing?
Can you perceive us, thing?
Surely you can perceive
us, thing.
Thing. Sorry, we can't tag this now.
Tag Hooer. Whoa.
Tag Hooer. Hooer. Who are you calling a hooer? This is from, isn't this from, like, Mysterious Island?
You have called it, Philo, so it is. Composed by Bernard Hammond.
Excellent, excellent. What a wonderful, wonderful song.
Yeah.
Nobody can do it like Bernard Herrmann.
That's right.
It
look,
represents the
four things happening.
Yes, but the thing about it is that that
this
particular
is from the crabs,
recording does not have. No, this is the Fororacus, the giant bird.
Oh, the giant bird. Okay.
These days they
and
call
it's
it.
It's threatening
rock.
The women.
Yes, it is, and both are fetching.
Did you see
women.
That stuff Rob did of the little cards?
No, I haven't seen that. I need to go look at that.
Many wonderful illustrations, of Mexican science fiction, like this guy, you know. That's what we think of. You know, things grabbing the spaceman kind of.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Done in,
but those
like
are
our
the,
comic books used
I did
to be.
Pick up, at Half sugar. Price Books the other day, I picked up a beautiful coffee table book that was filled with nothing but Mexican movie posters. Have you seen that? It's really nice. They're
who's
like
who's filled up with eight, Mexican movies?
It's a coffee table book you can get for like $7 at Half Price Books
really
now. Although I'm not offering any kind of like commercial or anything like this. Just a
no,
place
we can't do that on listener-sponsored radio.
At a place, okay. I'm not going to say where it was.
Area.
Okay, in an area,
general area.
I got
a place
that book
as large
Mexican
as space
movie posters,
and
then they had a part two, which was really good, and they had a section on. You know, every genre is covered in there during the height of the Mexican movie era.
Well, I like the trailers for 60s. Those movies. Do you have any of the trailers for Mexican movies such as The Brainiac or Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy?
No, but I have both of those movies.
Well, there
Brainiac
you go.
And Wrestling Women versus the Aztec Mummy.
Brainiac was best seen, you know, when you're a kid late at night on TV. I mean, the second of two late night monster movies that they show back to back, and your logic center is at its weakest then at that time. And this bizarro Mexican movie is...
That's what happened to me when my really logic center was at its weakest. I bought an El Santo collection.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he fight vampires too?
Yeah, he fights the Mexican mummy. He fights the vampires. He fights Dracula, Wolfman, Frankenstein, Frankenstein's daughter.
And then he roars away in a little sports car.
And he teams up with the Blue Demon. He and the Blue Demon and El Santo. You know, the first of the movie that talks of, you know, shows them going, picking up their girlfriends, driving around town, going to the restaurants, being. Of course, they've got their masks on the whole time. They never take their masks off, you know.
That's a good idea.
Even when they're wearing their business suits, they'll have on their nice suit and everything and still have their mask. And they'll be eating in a restaurant with their mask on, you know.
It's expected.
Never shows how they get the food in there.
No, you know? A superhero can do that. And faster than any of us could even imagine.
It's so cool because El Santo and Neil Mascaras and a bunch of those Mexican wrestlers were... in the movies long enough to have become like superheroes. They are they occupy that niche in the mind of...
I know that niche.
You do?
Oh, what happened?
Well, everyone desires
to scratch it. If you got an itch, scratch it.
Some have said that the superhero worship and the nascent fascism spring as two branches from the same trunk.
Really?
And Chuck Jones.
So
that,
would superhero worship also extend itself to
any
Messiah worship?
Having cable movies in my truck.
What about the Messiah? Is he considered to be a superhero?
Can I have a coffee?
When he comes back, when the Messiah comes back, is he a superhero? So we could classify all Messiah worship as in the same category as superhero worship.
Yeah, What if Larry Harvey's a Messiah?
He is, and so he gets thrown into the category of superhero worship,
too. He's got a hat. It's like a...
So now that we have all three of those categories in the category of superhero worship, now do you want to compare it to Nazism?
And the other thing is
One thing, I'm only relaying what others have said and pointed out and made a good case for.
So would you say any religion falls into that category? Any religion falls into the category of superhero worship?
That's the question tonight.
Not at all.
8-4-4-2-5 and the 5-10 area code here at KBFA.
Different phenomenon. But the superhero as epitomized in American pop culture and comic books typically seems to me, Philo, to have a vigilante character. Isn't the superhero like a vigilante? I mean, like, he goes out and does this on his own. Nobody's paying him to do it.
Batman spends
his own money on it.
Sometimes he does it under the authority or auspices of the local
The cops wink at Batman, but he's illegal. And the cops try to bust Spider-Man. And, where do these characters fit into the law? They are vigilantes.
Spider-Man. J. Jonah Jameson tries to bust Spider-Man. The cops like Spider-Man.
Actually, I hate to contradict you, Philo, but many a time the cops come and surround and are about to arrest Spider-Man, but he gets...
But when he's on the train,
they're just
he's about
so
to die.
Clumsy
when
and,
he's on the train and he's about to die, they help protect him.
Well,
when
that's
he's
because
on the bridge,
their common
say,
humanity overcame their duty there.
All right. I'll buy it.
You know,
as long as you can
but
see
it's
that,
not
that
an
aspect.
Easy relationship. I'm telling you, vigilantism has a great deal to do with the way the superhero has evolved, but not originally. Originally, the superhero was only one superhero, and that was Superman, created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. And he was not a vigilante. He actually was like a god or something. He'd come from another world. He was not some schlemiel who put on a costume to avenge tyranny. In fact, as Jules Pfeiffer pointed out in his book, The Great Comic Book Heroes, all other superheroes were actually the civilian identity. But Superman actually was Superman, and the Clark Kent identity was an imposture. It was his real-life identity that was fake, and he was actually the glorious figure who was far better than all other
humans. Oh, yeah, I remember the...
Came from another world. You know,
there was the Overman concept was...
Yeah, you know, that's the next...
But look at Superman's biggest rival. Captain Marvel, who was ultimately defeated by Superman. Captain Marvel had his own line of comics.
Talk to the UFO.
But if you'll examine Captain Marvel, you'll find that he is really crippled newsboy Billy Batson, who, when he says the magic word Shazam, becomes the mighty Captain Marvel.
Right.
But Captain Marvel is something he becomes, and he's actually a crippled newsboy. But Superman is actually Superman and becomes Clark Kent. The fakery is to assume normalcy, not the normal becoming a special vigilante identity.
Right. He starts off as a god, above mortal men.
Significantly so.
Strange visitor from another planet.
From another... The influence of another
chamber to seek out,
and this makes him impervious to even nuclear breakdown under the rays of a sun.
Did you know that I saw an episode of Superman just recently where he could actually walk through walls? He would just walk into the next room through an impenetrable steel wall.
Making a hole in it?
No, without making a hole.
See, he never had that impenetrability, but the 4D man did.
Right.
Robert Lansing, that guy.
But that's where I was saying the TV show in the 50s took liberty with Superman's powers in that aspect. That they actually had an episode I saw where he used a power I've never seen Superman
No, I never saw him do that. That sounds bogus. They
it
made
wasn't
George
bogus.
Reeves.
It was George Reeves, and it was an episode out of the fifth season. I got recently a copy of all the Superman hero, the Superman collection.
Do you have Superman versus the Mole Man?
Yes, I do.
That is supposed to be the high point of the entire series.
And they made a movie out of serialized movie out of it.
With poetic sadness describing the Mole Man and their world.
Look, I got a little... I was needed a light to see by, and I was noticing that...
The light that never was on
my iPhone is very bright, and I can actually shine it around to see where I'm going. And I thought, well, maybe they have a flashlight. And I looked on the apps... thing, and sure enough, they have a little flashlight.
I've used that
and it's
as a flashlight.
Free.
They're really bright.
And I downloaded the flashlight, and I have. And now I got another version. It's called the Coleman Lantern, and I can choose from various Coleman Lanterns. And then, once I choose,
you get the illumination from them.
Yeah, you get the. See, you can brighten the lantern by. Is it? Did it get brighter? Let me see. Did it?
Probably in this light. Oh yes, they do. That's great.
You choose their various lanterns. It's a little ad thing of theirs. So you choose which lantern
you want. But aren't you using up your power to ferociously?
That's the caller's question.
No. It's not really that much.
Aren't
of a,
you using
really
up
bright,
your power listening to the acorn reverb?
You have the
power. I'm using my brain power.
8-4-8-4-4-2-5
Doing the show.
That's 8-4-8-4-4-2-5
By the power of Grayskull.
Yeah, anybody could do this with some Casios and some sound effects.
I have the power. He-Man.
And the caller goes away with that. Explain
that
why
was
the
He-Man.
Cassette player won't play.
That was
and
He-Man and the Masters,
right
and the Masters
of
the Universe.
X-Day.
And He-Man, and who was his female partner?
She-Ra, I believe.
Yeah, She-Ra.
They lived in the world of Eternia.
Eternia. And who was that little character that was their goofball character?
Now look, I'm not going to shill for these Hanna-Barbera cartoons forever, but I'm sure we're familiar with the mythology, and particularly the adversarial figure, some have considered the rebellious actual hero of the piece, Skeletor.
Yeah, Skeletor, nobody could... Well, he had the best, body and the best face. Where He-Man just had the best body.
Now, once I recall, there was some sort of equivalent. In Star Trek, they always had the transporter accident, which mixed things up and made them weird, or sent you into a parallel world. So they had a similar problem on the world of Eternia, which split Skeletor into the good Skeletor and the bad Skeletor. But who would have thought there was a good Skeletor anyway?
I always had some confidence.
He was supposed to be all bad, but apparently there was a good Skeletor because he was separated out by the radionic action of this strangely emitted beam. And because he was good, he didn't know what to do. So he finally came over to He-Man's house and he knocked, and He-Man went down there and said, "What the, you know, Skeletor?" And, "I know this looks bad, He-Man, but I'm actually the good Skeletor." And then She-Ra got into the act. Well, he came up and he talked to She-Ra. He said,
"You'll never believe this, but Skeletor's at the door downstairs, and he says he's a good Skeletor.
Celebration. A good Skeletor.
And so forth and so on."
Listen, it's the Bob Nelson imitator.
They're just messing with kids' heads, Antonio. It is Bob Nelson.
It's the Bob Nelson clone.
Admirable Nelson.
Like, what is it, Shoemaker?
Can you call now at 848-445 and tell us, is this the real Bob Nelson? Is it a tape, or is it just a clone?
I am Lazarus, back from the dead. Come back to tell you all. I shall tell you all.
It's so interesting. Now, this is a Bob Nelson tape, isn't it?
It's a voice from beyond. He's telling you about how dreary the afterlife is.
Who could be awake in
world of Hades?
Who could be awake?
Calling.
I thought Bob Nelson was safely tucked into this compartment below the floor.
Yeah, you just have to spill that all over, don't
that's
you?
That's what it sounds like.
Yakking and blabbing your personal secrets onto the template of history.
Influential contact with the fugitive varieties of philosophical speculation.
But what about Herbert Hoover?
You are amazingly prescient, because we were talking extensively about the earlier show and how it worked.
In regard to the metal travel involved, communication that
the heavy mental
both
travel.
aspects, the communication technique as well as the heavy mental.
Both aspects showed a certain cheek when we mentioned you. But now old times.
It was very well covered.
Like the old Oakley bucket.
We spoke of it wistfully.
Yes.
Reliving the old days.
How dear to my heart are the scenes of my childhood, and fond recollection presents them to view. Back
I'm
at
sure
the old
station. There's many a listener with a
back
little tear in their eye right now.
And every loved spot that my infancy knew.
Yes, many of our listeners are fondly reminiscing about days of yore. And
in the hallowed
of
halls of memory.
The hallowed halls of yesteryear.
Hunter from the future.
Nevermore to Bort. To be.
Nevermore.
Sufficiently slack to.
Slack.
Say, so be it.
Catapulted into national politics campaigns to feed after World War I. Herbert Hoover
no longer
exemplifying
will
the economic optimism of the 1920s.
Everybody started all those years ago.
All of my
but as President Hoover was sorely tested by the biggest wet mackerel that ever lay across anyone's path, the Great Depression.
Children from the diseases of the future.
For that?
The first crisis of the 20th century.
It's free.
Wow. This is indeed a marvelous future.
You just go to
where I almost didn't turn because the building was bigger suddenly in my mind.
Yeah, well,
this can't be the right place. Yeah, it's one more story already.
Man.
The sun is blotted out by the 20,000-story apartment building.
Really? Is it? It's gone? Or it's there?
This one, the one that came down and turned. And
over-talking.
That used to be just like a big open parking lot. Now it's doors and busy people.
This is like backmasking and bask-macking.
Plenty of open space.
Back-macking.
So you feel like herding sheep.
It's like macking on Jesus.
Moving back to southern France.
Acres of parking.
free in the land of free
Libby Mackinac Jesus.
Free, proud people who conquered a rough and untamed wilderness.
If you put the back on the mat, if you put it back on the masking tape.
Who was that masked tape anyway?
What was that tape of the mask?
Yes, was it a tape of the mask? I have seen both the old and the new version of that.
Have you seen the 3D version?
3D.
Of the mask in 3D.
It was shown at the Ask Dr. Hell show.
Who was that? Oh, I was just talking to some Michael Pepe guy.
Michael Pepe?
Sitting alone in the dark with no, you know. And
terrible.
Thinking about...
Well, I was directing him to what happened to his face.
On direct TV.
Part 3 or 4 of the one you did, where suddenly he's transported to a weird dimension by...
You know,
by use of things.
I started to play mine the other night. I was going through and I was playing it. And the sound wasn't working. It was like, what went wrong? And I realized I had some control messed up on my computer. And as soon as I turned it up, it was like, oh, duh. But I hadn't listened to them all yet. I'm going to do that tonight. I had my computer go out on me again. And power supply went out.
My predilection for...
I sent off for one in the mail. It came along. Yes.
And here it is. The
poignancy that lends pleasure to the pissant pluralism of our
restore, latitudes. Recover, rebuild.
Rainbow.
Let's all get together, folks.
For an old-fashioned barn building, and then we can have an old-fashioned barn burning. Yeah,
I like to build a barn.
Everybody gets together and raises high the roof beam carpenter.
I like to burn the barn we built.
What?
Together.
Him and Barney like to burn down the barns they built.
It's a fetish we have. We just can't leave them up.
An African witch doctor fetish.
Heated by the agony.
We bring them into our studio once they've been reduced to ashes and we make soap out of them.
Jets and space.
And then we sell this soap on eBay for thousands of dollars a cake. Starts out that way at the minimum bid. And then we hornswoggle the losers into bidding, and outbid them at the very last second. Just to make them mad.
I thought we did that already.
Yeah.
That happens to me every time I use eBay. I don't get it. I don't understand how it works. I never can win at it. It's like gambling. And you put nickels in and you got like, it's a slot machine. And, you know, the winning symbol comes up. Bang.
Wow.
Bang. And then it's the third one and then the fruit cake comes up or whatever the bad symbol is that tells you you're a loser. You're a loser with a big L on your forehead.
Oh, boy, I'll bet your face is red.
Maybe my face is red.
What is that?
It's like a wax work or a...
Whack a wink a whack a whack a whack
a quacks work.
Quack. Aflack.
A clack.
Clackers.
Claghorn.
Claghorn, Leghorn. Senator Claghorn, the original inspiration for the Foghorn, Leghorn character. A notorious orator. On the floor of the U.S. Senate.
I was thinking about him when I was watching advising.
The South shall rise again, sir.
Yeah, with what's his name? Is the Southern Senator?
Yeah,
Southern always orates.
What was that guy's name?
Oh man, I think it was his last role in the comment thing.
He was funny. He was very funny.
It's some great shots where he gets out of the cab, going into the Capitol, and they all kind of meet outside. It's outside the real buildings, you know. Great.
Yeah, it was funny. He was sort of henpecked, too, because he would be going on and on and on about what a great, you know.
And then
he'd be orating, and then she would step in, and he would stop immediately and, you know, respond to her needs instantly.
Well,
yes, my dear.
That's a bit dispiriting.
What was his name? Henry. Was it Henry?
Henry!
He was Captain Bligh.
Yes, dear. Henry Aldrich?
Claghorn. No, what was it? Senator Claghorn.
Senator Claghorn. No, there was a Senator Claghorn. There was a movie.
I don't believe in promise. I don't believe in chance.
And then there was One Ham's Family, the pig cartoon, and a fresh look at America's greatest president.
You know, does Cleghorn have an E at the end, or just Cleghorn?
H-O-R-N.
So I'll just Google it.
And try Claghorn, C-L-A-G.
Is there an F for that?
I don't know. Maybe it is Claghorn. I don't know. I don't know by cracking. Yep. Lincoln sometimes, well, Mr. Lincoln sometimes went astray.
Well, particularly in his Mr. Obama
restrictions on civil liberties.
Audio Geritron, the robot that's going in, the like new Hall of Presidents.
Obama.
Pretty spooky.
But also,
Beauregard Claghorn
adjusted his sights and transformed
Beauregard.
Civil War from a political dispute to a moral crusade.
Who? What? What?
Claghorn.
No, that's not right.
Half a Clag is better than no Clag at all.
No, I'm talking about one Senator Beauregard Claghorn.
Beauregard
from the South shall rise again.
Come here, boy. I need you.
Yeah, yeah.
Beauregard, come here, son. I want you.
Hell yeah.
Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you're not bleeding.
Okay,
I'm telling you, boy.
I slashed him across the face with my riding crop. He demanded satisfaction. So in Charleston,
Ministry of Slack,
we
met.
Pay attention, boy. I'm not talking just to hear my head.
With our second,
you guys talking about X-Day?
And there in front of the main pavilion at X-Day, we paced off of the sacred ground.
Explain yourself, boy. Elucidate.
When the signal was given, we whirled and fired our shots almost simultaneously. I fired, he fell. We rushed to a nearby cafe where we met a tall, dark, and handsome man who said it was a dark
website
and stormy night outside the gates of Paris.
I,
being the challenged party, drew my rusty trusty
criticisms.
I fired, he fell. We rushed to a nearby cafe where
we met. Wait, I don't want to get all caught up in that.
The boy's as sharp as a pound of wet leather.
That's an old Claghorn.
Wet leather, though.
And picked up by Foghorn Leghorn, also. Yeah.
Food.
Spoken of Henry Hawk, who was actually sometimes sharper than the famous Mr. Leghorn, who could also be dogged by
that,
the
that
family dog.
Sharpen the sharpest blade.
So. Yes, Reuben blades. Well, you know, in that farmyard, there was a microcosm of American society.
It's a good thing, too, for us.
Yeah, he was always commenting on the rambunctious boy.
It's 9 minutes after the 4:20.
That's right. And you're listening to KPFA.
94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, California, and on the web at kpfa.com.
That boy's as subtle as a hand grenade in a barrel of oatmeal.
Yeah!
Ride that slack wave across that oatmeal.
Yes, the great slack wave is coming to wash us all the way.
Why not put a little?
For when the exists descend with fire and sword,
that's a joke, son.
All shall be turned into a bubbling lava pit. There will be nowhere to hide. Run to the rock, say, rock, won't you hide me? But the rock won't hide you.
Enough to hide a show. There's no rock. There's no show.
On this show, I build my church.
Slack flu. Yes, there's been a slack flu outbreak in this.
Slack flu? Oh, come on. You don't believe those silly rumors? That's a ridiculous. Come on.
You mean where people start buying tickets to X-Day and flocking
and they start hopping
US?
And dancing around like tiny leprechauns.
That's silly. Why would they think the end of the world would happen there and nowhere else?
Because that's where the covenant was made, where the sorcerers of the sex goddesses will land and take away the believers to a wonderful world of perpetual orgasm.
Is there an app for that?
Who could crap about that?
But there is a further progression that is made after the flight of the sex goddesses.
We won't go there.
Well, we will go there.
If I mean, we will go there. But
you could end up in any
of there on this show.
All of the places along the way are wonderful, but the final place, of course, has to be the most transcendent.
We'll talk about that later, that part later.
As you wish.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about what actually happens once the saucer ride is over. I mean, some of us
don't. Well, we can't talk about it. I mean, yeah, there's a cabal, but it's a cabal of silence.
Silence.
You can ask.
Cabal? Is that a
when the saucer ride
and there's a weasel in the chicken yard.
And we reach our destiny.
It's just such a wonderful future here.
And the saucers never hover.
Some days it just don't pay to get out of bed.
No.
And so enjoy your slack and just stay in bed. Laugh and laugh and laugh.
It snows so deep the farmers have to jack up the cows so they can milk them.
Hey, rain so hard they left. The weather was so dry.
Oh, well, you know it's rough.
Sun so hot I froze to death. These
underdogs
got so money and deflation of the cows.
So clogged up. What a bummer.
What a bummer.
It's gonna be a bummer.
Entering the bummer tunnel.
Gonna be.
All right, you bummers. It's time to put on your armor and go forth and smite the foe, hip and thigh.
This is a really scary card. Like a great subgenius warrior.
Like a grape subgenius warrior.
Like a grape and a cherry and a watermelon subgenius warrior.
And the little
orange,
subgenius
orange,
warriors go running across the desert.
Red.
Now. It's like Braveheart.
A new banana bombshell.
Sort of, you know, and Starship Troopers all mixed together.
Giant bugs. A wiggling at you.
Just another bug hunt here on the show.
Another
bug
show.
Hunt. Just another show. A cassette. I brought all this stuff in, but I couldn't play it because...
What?
Well...
You couldn't play it? Who said you couldn't play it?
The technology said no.
Why, I oughta.
And so, we cried little radio tears out here in the radio desert. Like fish in an aquarium.
Like fish in an aquarium.
And then we go get sugar and dough and
yeah,
eggs.
When a fish cries, does anybody, can you even tell?
I don't know.
And
I
barley corn whiskey.
Give me that barley corn whiskey.
Where do you
do your toes? Can I get more fish? Can I get a praise fish?
I like to praise my fish.
This is the downside of
missing
slack.
Its mark. 2,500 feet.
Praise
a 6-gilled shark.
Shark slack can produce this effect.
Long Labrador in the Western Pacific.
Rising up from the deep, the great fish.
A nuclear weapons test contaminated these islands in the 1950s, creating bizarre mutants like this one. Rangel Piso returned, fled again in 1985, fearing continuing risks. But how else has the atoll's marine life fared?
How has
Marineland?
Examples
please tell
of
us.
Benthic giantism, like our friends here, are by no means rare. The common pufferfish, grotesque monstrosity, now as long as a rattleship, and the colossal
anymore.
Squid, far larger than the giant squid whose fame it has eclipsed as the record holder.
There's this one. This is the only one they make anymore. And they don't even make it.
I'll grab the submarine and keep it on the bottom.
Sir, pardon me for disturbing you, but there's a giant octopus that's grabbed us. And, well, we were wondering if you had any pointers.
That's so sad. That octopus didn't hurt anybody.
Octopus. Oh, yeah, well, it didn't. It was just trying to have some fun.
All right, let him up, boys.
But, Sheriff, we was just fooling around. Now, that octopus is not only giant, but, like all octopuses, venomous. Capable of injecting poison.
Yeah, I think if you were
razor
one
sharp
of the,
beak.
The crewman on the... Sea view. And then every damn week, the captain turns into a sea monster, or the
octopus,
up,
or
a torpedo gets stolen by aliens.
Tarzan lucky if only something like that. Before.
I'd just say, hey, man, can I just have a choir?
And they're barged in basement.
I try to sing in a choir when I get
budget,
a chance.
Aliens. One week they're on Lost in Space. The next week they're on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Same,
one week
the same
they're on the
suit.
Time Tunnel, and the next week they're on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. It was the same aliens
and
in the
who
same
who was
clothes.
The producer of these? Was there some common theme?
Who else but that crap master of Hollywood? The master of disaster, Irwin Allen.
The Exist. I tried to
address that. I wrote a letter to Famous Monsters of Filmland, condemning Irwin, which they printed, but then Ackerman defended Irwin Allen against my attack. So I guess he learned his lesson a long time ago.
Overman playing
Joe Dante wrote an article about some movies not being particularly good. And at that time,
you wrote a book about it?
Nope.
No.
No? I thought you said you did. I thought somebody said you
crazy
did.
Crazy talk.
Who crazy?
long hair over there.
Long hair.
Yeah, crazy talk.
Crazy
long talk.
Hair.
Why would you get up at 4:37 a.m. Western time?
Roll,
I think it's
dope,
Western time.
Smoking, lazy, hippie type.
Using the NR submarine.
Because the farther
NR1.
Away from the Earth you get, the more time you need. I'm sorry, the less time you need.
Here's the teensy nuclear submarine, the NR-1.
Hi, NR-1.
Does that mean the closer you get to the Earth, the more time you need?
What fun.
So, like, if you're, like, 1 inch above the Earth, you need a lot more time than if you're, like, a foot above the Earth or 6 feet above the Earth?
You weigh less on the mountain.
But if you're 6,000 feet above the Earth,
you weigh like an idea.
And you don't even care how high the Earth is you are when you're above sea level. You could be 6,000 feet above 12,000 feet.
Yep.
And then you'd be, if you're 6,000 feet above 12,000 feet below sea level, you'd still be below sea level. You'd be drowning.
At the Devil's Golf Course in Death Valley.
You would be. You'd be at the Devil's Golf Course in the middle of the ocean.
From my mother's breast, I fell into the state. Hunched in its belly till my wet fur froze. 6 miles from Earth, loosed from its dream of life, I woke to black flak and the night fighters. When I died, they washed me out of the turret with a hose.
The other day, off-world homeboy got a hold of me.
He did?
Yeah.
Did the devil get you by the coattails? Did that old devil want to drag you down? That
old devil
wants to get his hands on you.
He got a hold of me.
And
he got a hold of me, and he breathed
horns.
In
he's
me some of those,
poke you with his
those local demons. Not the horrible fire demons, but the local demons, the ones that get inside your skin and the inner
cuticles.
And before
real.
You know it, they've penetrated into your spinal cord and into every aspect of your nervous system.
We've seen it happen before. The complete
and this is where the demons actually make contact.
Activity.
Make physical contact with the human soul is through that nervous system interface.
Well, your soul is just a roll, and your parts make up your whole. Oh, look at that.
We're inside the interface now as we head down the
it's
little
bigger than I thought it was
going to
be.
Boy, it's the voyage to see what's on the bottom.
The sides are so smooth
in this world.
Sharks, skates, and rays.
Everything
and
looks so fluffy and
look
light.
At all the little addresses going by.
Yeah, they're just
anything
blazing by.
Millions of glittering, tiny reef fish.
And look at the.
You can go anywhere and find out anything.
Strange arms dangle beneath the shell of this massive jellyfish, which was dubbed Big Ugly when it was discovered. Scientists later warned to its size
voices,
and hue and renamed the animal the less insulting Big Red. It
they
can grow to more than 3 feet in diameter and sting you to death 1,000 times with its multiple nematocysts.
Dang, that's... What is that? I can't tell anymore. It's
well, he's beating out that rhythm on the drum.
Across the show's
he's snapping
monitor.
His sticks across some skin.
Something's coming in behind us through this interface.
And they're tickling the ivories on the old
I don't like the looks of it.
It's a bunch of swaggering young muckety mucks from the seat of power.
Look, they don't look like us.
They look like some kind of sharps and shills from some other place where they don't know their knees from an elbow on the ground. Well, you know, the new National World War II Memorial on the National Mall doesn't have room to fit the names of all those who fell. But
and it doesn't have room to fit the people that need to be there tonight.
That's
after calling 848-4425 and 510 area code to find out why.
So go there.
Go there now.
If you come to Washington to see the sights of the mall, don't overlook the giant statue of J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, also on the docket, we were going to go over some of the old business in the agenda, but there were some modifications to the original charter. I believe you said you had something new to throw on top of the slush pile. I think we should have Dr. Drummond explain that.
On top of the slush pile, the way we're talking about the floating island concept, correct? Where we're going to build
the floating island of Laputa.
We will build an island made from mesh and styrofoam. On top of which we will plant our plants and our herb gathering, nutrient rich, soil penetrating. As well as providing forage for the fish.
He wears smooth pants and grows those plants.
A wonderful place.
He calls us slaves and he raves and rants.
There they
go. He sure consumes those wild mushrooms.
And it's all for you, the theater and performing artist.
Of the mountain.
The one who shows what can be done in this
what
new
can be done
land of hope and change. Thank you.
Good pterodactyl.
Philo.
Heopterus gracilis. Now look, Philo, there's someone signaling there.
Yes.
Why?
Because.
You had to ask why.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Why ask why?
Be there now.
Be here later.
Be there.
Be there later.
Be there for the end of the private life and the tropical islands.
My private life ended a long time ago.
Ah, that's so sad, so sad.
So sad, so fresh, the days that are no more. Whoa! That's a weird and creepy image there, yeah.
I'm going to do another one here.
60 years ago, on a stormy night in 1945, the charismatic American physicist Robert Oppenheimer mounted the stage of a movie theater in the secret city of Los Alamos, New Mexico, to address hundreds of scientists, men and women who built the first atomic bombs under his direction. Exploded over the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6th and 9th, 1945, these bombs had just ended the most destructive war in human history and changed the face of war forever.
Use photo.
Photo. If thy iPod offend thee, pluck it out. Whoa, how weird. It looks like a drops of water, the entire thing being underwater like a ripple glass. Yes, indeed. Full fathom five, thy father lies.
That's pretty cool.
Those are pearls that were his eyes. Of his bones are coral made.
That was a free app.
Is there an app for that?
There's an app just to put a picture in there and make it look like it's underwater. And
so you
can
do a scary face and keep pushing the little scary face underwater.
Scary face?
Yeah, like you're right.
Yeah.
Help me.
Don't do that, though. Nobody do that, all right? Because we don't want to get the station sued by doing Help Me software.
Help me. Please.
Sorry, no
put
help.
Put me in the corner. Feed me donuts. Give me rubber blankets.
And then came 1991, when a geopolitical earthquake, the end of the Cold War and the fall of the Soviet Union, shook the architecture of agreements, loosening alliances and destabilizing the world anew. What had been one nuclear power in the USSR fractured into a crowd of new Swinging Love Corpses version.
It was a speed metal version, though.
Belarus,
didn't sound anything like
Ukraine,
this.
And Kazakhstan.
Yeah, it was really popular. It was just like thousands of clear the room when you guys follow, let's say, like a Betty Page imitator show. I can't hear right now. We get some popcorn. You ever go
I'll
to movies like this? They have this
face.
Stuff with the movies, you know, and you hurry to your seat because you didn't want to miss a frame. It's a mad.
And inflamed rutabaga stems for your dining pleasure. And now, our feature presentation.
And there was a real projectionist.
Wow.
Let's see now, what movie did that song come from?
You know that movie.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, okay. It was so iconic. It was like I couldn't think of it.
Well, it was famed as a Broadway musical long before made into the movie, which itself was almost anticlimactic, featuring Audrey Hepburn and Rex Harrison in the part made so famous on the Broadway stage by Julie Andrews, the adaptation of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, known to theatergoers as My Fair Lady. Yeah.
Why do you think they chose... I wonder why Julie Andrews was doing at the time.
Julie Andrews!
That they decided not to cast her in the
They
movie.
Didn't want her. They felt she wouldn't... America wouldn't like her like they liked Audrey Hepburn. So they
were
put her
spot
in.
On.
They were
just the different
on.
Vehicles require different things. Yeah, I mean, I don't think Audrey Hepburn would have done what Julie Andrews did in the stage.
On the stage, yes. She wanted a stage actress.
But I love that movie.
Audrey Hepburn's...
And it had Wilfred Hyde White in it.
Exactly.
Her voice was dubbed, wasn't it?
And
for singing.
And Sterling
yeah, for
Holloway.
Singing. Who did the singing voice for Audrey Hepburn? Does
Julie
anyone know?
Andrews. I think. I don't know.
No.
It wasn't Julie Andrews.
It wasn't?
No.
Well,
no.
No way,
callers.
Bless my buttons.
Somebody call now and tell us who did the singing voice for Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady.
In the bop, she bop, she bop, bop. Who put the
I'll search for it myself.
Ding dong.
But perhaps a caller can find it.
I would like to
see it.
Maybe the caller.
12 toxic tales of poison. The glistening fangs of the giant megalomorph spider. Creeping closer and closer.
That's right, I called you.
You did. So
you're
what
the caller.
Do you have for sale? Oranges and lemons? I mean, what the...
I have an address for Hovermart. That's all I got. Hovermart and the Ministry of Black.
Hovermart?
Yes, Hovermart. Floating 6,000 feet above the ground.
Hovermart. That's that new supermarket, right?
Yes,
let's hurry
you have to levitate yourself to 6,000 feet above the ground, Hovermart.
On the love track.
And there you can find the products of your dreams.
Can you meet?
When
I want to meet Angelina
says,
Jolie
and
in that leather drag when she's got the little airplane thing.
Okay, when I get
to
Hovermart.
The hover aircraft carriers.
Yeah, that was so cool. In that special movie that was all blue screen. Captain America and the Sky Pilots or something like what was it called? Sky Pilot, how high can you fly? You'll never, ever, ever reach the sky.
Sky Pilot.
In the heart of town.
Sky.
Do you remember what was on the flip side of Sky Pilot? The Eric Burden and the animals?
Of town.
No, I don't really want to.
Hey, we're still looking up the other trivia, man. Don't ask us any more questions.
Door. No, it's just on the street where you live. And over that towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near that overpowering feeling that any moment you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare. They don't bother me.
Let the time fly by. I don't care if I'm can be here on the street where I live.
I'm glad I'm there because I didn't think I was going to make it home. And now I'm on the street where I live.
Yeah, it's 6472 Grundoon.
No wonder I've often walked on this street before.
Wow. Right here on the radio. We give away addresses,
telephone
numbers, email addresses, underwear sizes.
As I ride the
hovercraft. Are you telling me that Audrey Hepburn didn't do the singing in My Fair Lady in the movie?
Well, it's interesting that you should put it that way because she did sing on the set, but you never heard it because they dubbed in the voice of singer Marnie Nixon.
Oh, that's right.
Was it Marnie Nixon?
Yeah, it was.
But that's Hollywood.
That's Hollywood.
Well, this has been the ambassador, the Alpha Minister Orpheus Dane from the Ministry of Flag, reaching a fond hello from one show to another.
And a beef fondue to you, my boy. We shall meet again in the place where there is no darkness. And thank you for joining us on the radio.
Down to Texas, up to the Midwest, from coast to coast.
All across this great land of ours. From the rock-bound coast of Maine to the sunny shores of California.
To the planets stuffed with foam.
Let the games
praise
begin.
Praise J.R. Frog Dog. Praise his
ambassador. J.R. Blob Dog.
America.
Blob, damn it.
It's filled with bones. Big bones and little bones. That's the boner's bone.
Tarantulas, all of them. Page 98. What could be worse than tarantulas all over the place? We didn't know, so we
so
put
Marty
tarantulas
Nixon also
all over the
did
place and
West Side
and
Story, Natalie Wood, and
Sheesh.
Deborah Carr in King and I.
Yes. She really got around.
She did. She had a great voice. She appeared actually in person as Sister Sophia in The Sound of Music. So if you want to see what Marty Nixon, that famous voice of all those actresses. They must have felt kind of funny to know that your voice was going to be dubbed in a movie.
How about Mercedes McCambridge dubbing in
the
voice?
I mean, you accept that as part of
It's part of the contract, though. But, I mean, still didn't change sort of the relationship to the feeling that you have in your head.
You see movies as how they're built by pieces.
Yeah, I mean, just built in pieces. And you figure if you're...
And you're a professional.
What would be weirdest would be if they used the voice of several of the people, but they didn't use your voice and dubbed it in. That's sort of telling you something about your voice. No matter how good you think of a singer you may be.
You mean like us?
Yeah.
This is moments from now.
Yes, that's so. One can't stop it. It's a juggernaut of history. Goodbye. I tried. Goodbye, my friends.
Yes, goodbye. As we say goodbye, it's not time to say goodbye. It's like you're trying to check the show out early.
Oh,
we haven't landed yet. We're still several feet here. It's going to cause the landing gear to break off.
You know what? This has one of the best Bob... I think I said this just every show ever. One of the best Bob scenes in the world. Where these guys break in. The Bob was dead years ago.
Yeah.
With just a note that said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to see that movie again. I'm going to see it again.
And The Rock is that wonderful giant V2 version.
Now, you know, if you watch Breakfast at Tiffany's, you'll see Audrey Hepburn actually sing the song Moon River in her own voice.
Yes, that is one of the delights offered by that particular cinematic exercise.
On the 30th anniversary restored Laserdisc edition, Hepburn can be heard singing Wouldn't It Be Loverly and Show Me on alternate tracks.
Yeah, and that would be interesting, you know. I wouldn't mind hearing it. I'm sure she'd do a good job.
What?
Audrey Hepburn singing in her own voice, now available on alternate tracks on the DVD, it's where nothing gets talk. Away and everything is redone over and over, and over. Thrust like to your all, face rhythmically. So
Richard Carpenter.
All yeah. I have to say is, that's not the way to treat a fella.
And you know what? Yeah, Andrews just wasn't considered to be popular enough by Jack Warner to be
that's
cast
the deal.
In the movie.
That's the deal. You see,
Lady.
She really deserved it, but that was when the studio yeah. still had a little bit of power.
A little so, bit.
They not had, as much as they
studios
had.
Like,
I'm glad.
They had icons like Jack L. Warner. You know, had
he
single
was still alive,
ideologues.
But the studio system was in full decline at that time.
Yeah.
Just like this show.
But and they haven't been as productive since. They just make more, fewer. They make fewer, bigger things.
Fewer, bigger with, things.
Yeah,
bigger
they
and
do.
Fewer.
And lots of.
It's like bigger, bigger, a bigger, a bigger
fewer
basket with larger,
wood
fewer
and drawers
eggs
of
in
water.
It. The so basket's larger, but it only has
peasants,
three giant ostrich
heavy,
eggs in
brown,
it.
Just all talking horny-handed sons of the
yeah.
soil.
What?
Used to have little bitty bird
what
eggs in it.
What breath blew out the light within this brain?
You could have put 1,000 little robin eggs in there, but no. They had to put giant ostrich eggs in there.
Cool. And giant
is
tarantulas.
Does the rocket take off anyway?
It's pretty soon. It starts. It's starting okay. to
giant
take off.
Giant tarantulas
and then,
crawling on
and then you.
You
have cool robots, and you have a ninja
giant wads of dough soaked in sugar and dipped in grease.
Crawling
man, that sounds so good. And then re-dipped
like
in sugar.
It's like the future. Bruises you're talking about the future.
I'm talking about the future.
Heteropatrix.
I'm talking about
I can't
what
wait to get
we
there.
Have to
lingering
look forward
death,
to in the future.
Like your comment on
where you
Locke and Tessa on the fire.
Yeah, this is
the
this
past
is what,
was so cool you couldn't believe
full
it.
Full of poison.
This was
I don't
so,
know which to go to.
Yeah,
the future of the past. What do
I
do?
I couldn't believe it.
Spread the news.
I couldn't believe it when it happened if I look back on it.
So that we all end up paying.
My comment was so true. This is how you have real fun.
Crawling on
yeah.
You have to do stuff
crawling
like that to have true fun.
Giant
the rubber fun's just an illusion waiting to have some perspective on what real fun is like.
Simulacrum of slack problem
to help keep
yeah.
me in tune.
And if you go to extra
reality
system mentality
yeah.
show,
you won't have any trouble
life is not
it.
A custard pie.
You'll need to go because
I am well aware.
Yeah, this is the last
and
one.
And that's why I think about
this is last one.
Yeah, this is last one.
Because last year was the second to last one.
Yeah, last year was the
next
to the last one. Next year could be
you notice how he delivered that sigh.
Bigger than planets and suns.
Next year could be the
next one.
Horrid monstrosities born of disease, cursed with unthinkable blight, imbecile quadruple self-amputees,
like
you gibber and squeak through the night.
They actually considered
all
having
the young ladies
psychopath morons who desecrate graves, earthquakes, volcanoes, and tiger
on,
raids.
Williams.
Give
on,
me
Philo,
peace
get out of here.
And
Google
release.
Oh, okay, let's go.
So all
go
my now. Worries and weariness cease. Giant tarantulas crawling on you. Crawling all over your face. Giant tarantulas, show me along the way.